Welcome to another edition of We Are the Messengers. I'm your moderator, Charles Raymond, and today we invite you to hear Bob Alexander share with us on the hallmarks of the church. And now, here's Bob.
Thanks, Charles. Many books have been written and even movies produced depicting Jesus as being a victim of his surroundings. One popular book cites a disruption of the cash flow to Rome as a reason for killing our Lord. These books and videos make Jesus out to be a victim of an establishment of wicked men that was firmly in control. But was this really true? Is this an accurate portrayal of what actually happened 2,000 years ago? Think about this. Would that not have made the establishment in control? No, brothers and sisters, Jesus was very much in the driver's seat of his destiny, and they certainly didn't kill him for money. They wanted to kill Jesus because he had a relationship with the Father, and they didn't. Let's look at Jesus in charge and how he was the one who determined when he would die, starting in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. It is his final week prior to his death.
Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called Passover, and the chief priest and the scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people.
Chief priests, thought to be holy men, plotting to kill. Did they miss the memo, "Thou shalt not murder"? They were afraid that Jesus was taking the people away from under their control, from under their oppressive rules to control them, to keep them engaged in their rituals to the benefit of the few in charge. As an example, recall the temple courtyard scene where twice Jesus overturned the tables. The unjust merchandising was designed to benefit those leaders. Now let's look at Matthew's account of the crucifixion week. We hear Jesus predicting his death, Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 and 2.
Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, that he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified."
Does that not sound like he is in charge? Jesus is telling them, but they aren't hearing. We all know that feeling. When someone tells us something as part of multiple requests, we tend to miss some important information. Now let's continue with verses 3 and 4 in Matthew. We will see that they were already plotting Jesus' death.
Then the chief priest, the scribes, and the elders of the people assembled at the palace of a high priest who was called Caiaphas, and plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill him. But they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people."
Matthew is saying that the chief priests had again been planning his arrest and murder, but were worried about the crowds. They feared losing control. But they never had control. Jesus already knew the day and the hour when he would be crucified, when he would hand himself over to them. Let's look at the garden scene on that fateful night. Judas, the betrayer, would lead the soldiers to Jesus. But what we will see is the command and control of our Lord. John chapter 18, verses 4 through 6.
Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Now when he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground.
Jesus was clearly in charge. He went forward towards them. And as John says, Jesus knew all things that would happen to him. He knew it was his time, and to clearly demonstrate his power, Scripture says that they fell over, showing the strength of God, that they could not even arrest him. Rather, Jesus handed himself over to them, once again showing that he was in charge and that he was in control of the time of his death. Interestingly, John makes note that Judas stood with the troops. It was a portrayal of standing against Christ. Where do we stand? Are we with Christ our Lord, acknowledging his awesome power and control? May God bless our appreciation of the dominion of Christ.
You can request a copy of The Ten Commandments at no charge. Please go to our website, wearethemessengers.org, and click Request Ten Commandments. Thank you, and God bless.